dose of compassion in this. These are real people.
Utah Republican Senator John Curtis telling CBS's Face the Nation it's not so much the request for information he objects to, it's the way Musk handled it.
It's a false narrative to say we have to cut and you have to be cruel.
There's a lesson to learn about Washington. Even your ideological counterparts will protect their turf. Within hours, the new leadership at departments, including State and Defense and the FBI, all told their workers, ignore the email. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Rory Stewart is a British conservative and former member of parliament. He tells CBS Musk's activities are having an immense impact in Europe, and he's worried.
I think Elon Musk is profoundly reckless. He thinks that a country is like building a rocket ship very quickly, and it doesn't matter if it blows up.
Around the U.S. today,
it's a black day in our history.
People held rallies marking Russia's invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago tomorrow.
President Trump has falsely called President Zelensky a dictator, said Ukraine started the war when it was Russia that invaded Ukraine, and has said Zelensky is unpopular at home. Speaking through an interpreter, Zelensky said he's willing to step down for the sake of peace. And that's not all he said.
I can exchange stepping down for NATO membership. If these are the conditions, immediately.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Prayers around the world today for Pope Francis. The 88-year-old is in critical condition with pneumonia. Retired Archbishop of Los Angeles, Roger Mahoney.
Our prayers and thoughts surround him, and we just pray, especially that he recovers and is able to continue his ministry.
Developments in the war on Gaza. CBS's Jerika Duncan reports.
Israel is delaying the release of more than 600 Palestinian prisoners. They want Hamas terrorists to stop what it calls the humiliating ceremonies at handovers of hostages.
Israel says Hamas has paraded hostages in caskets in front of crowds. Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul is defending states' rights.
There's areas where we're going to work with you on immigration and getting the violent criminals off our streets. We do not dispute that. But don't think that you can just come in and bully us around and not expect a reaction from governors.
Hochul on CBS's Face the Nation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
An aggressive flu season is putting a strain on the nation's healthcare system. CBS's Elise Preston.
Severe and even deadly flu cases are surging across the country in what's shaping up to be the worst flu season in 7 years. We're just halfway through flu season, but already 19,000 people have died from influenza. The CDC says more than 430,000 have been hospitalized. 86 deaths have been reported in patients 17 and younger. Fewer are getting vaccinated this season than last.
Researchers say women who take pain relievers that include acetaminophen might be putting their babies at risk of developing ADHD. A study in Nature Mental Health found the rate of ADHD was 18% in children of mothers who took acetaminophen, 9% in those who didn't. Study authors say much more research is needed here. I'm Heather Bosch. This is CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some clouds tonight and a little breezy, lows around 31. Breezy on your Monday, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-40s. Some rain possible Monday night, then clearing out a bit with a low of 31. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 44. Rain on Wednesday with a high near 45. Currently 33 degrees.
One, two, tres, cuatro.
Yeah. Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, but so a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. So help her say. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, but can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real plump dinger, and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
Please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 bigger than wine, softer than the summer night.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN. local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Take your part, oh, when
closer. And if she tempts you with a charms, tell her no, 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 no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh, down love and love from your arms.
No, 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 no.
Oh, 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 down have me now, for her love belongs to me. I know she's the kind of girl who throw my love away, but I still love.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. People around the world are saying prayers for Pope Francis, who remains hospitalized in critical condition. Our Seth Doan is in Rome.
His doctors have underscored he is a fragile patient, and this is not an easy case to treat. I asked one of his doctors how many different drugs he's on, and the answer was a lot. He has chronic underlying lung conditions, but despite all of this, the Holy See Press Office says he is alert and well-oriented. He even participated in a mass at the hospital at a small chapel there.
The federal workforce is in turmoil after a weekend ultimatum from Elon Musk, telling employees they must submit a detailed report of their productivity in the previous week or face firing. Correspondent Willie James Inman has details.
The ultimatum is the latest confusion for federal workers who are already grappling with the Trump administration's aggressive efforts to shrink the workforce. But